Hello, today is Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. Today's podcast is the final installment in our Staying Connected series, Staying Ahead of the Demand for Network Cost Savings. In this educational series, we've covered a range of ICT topics and provided some strategies that will help enterprises achieve continuous network cost improvement and deliver world-class network infrastructure. For this final podcast, I'm joined by Jack Dio, one of TC2's managing directors, and Laura McDonald, a partner at LB3, who are going to be talking with me about the value that enterprises get from engaging outside help for their ICT cost reduction efforts. All right, Laura and Jack, thank you for joining me. So Jack, I'm curious, do you ever get asked, why do enterprises pay money for external experts to assist with their network services sourcing projects?
Thanks, Joe. And yes, I do get asked that question, and it's a good question. Although there may be reluctance to spend budget on outside experts, our experience is when used appropriately, experts can save time, and remember, time is money, and they can certainly efficiently save and utilize resources on critical projects. We're often asked why enterprises seek external experts for these projects beyond the cost of the experts themselves. Companies considering external advisory support are often seeking to achieve one or more specific objectives, we think. First, to gain access to specialized skills and expertise in the network telecommunications and related IT services fields that aren't sufficiently present in-house. The network service space is an example of a highly specialized niche area. Even the largest companies may lack subject matter expertise resources with the necessary experience. We're in the midst of a rapid and profound transformation in communications. I read an article stating there's been more change in the last 3 years than in the 20 years preceding. Enterprises are challenged to acquire new knowledge, absorb what they need of that knowledge, then act. But the knowledge and information might be superseded shortly thereafter. It's a challenge just to keep pace. Large strategic sourcing initiatives like RFPs and extensive contract renegotiations are usually periodic occurrences. They don't occur as daily events. Developing internal expertise becomes more of a challenge. Even the largest companies don't do this that often, so it's common to bring in outside help. Secondly, enterprises might seek external experts to address team resource shortages or augment existing staff levels to undertake a new project or to keep a critical project on schedule. Key internal resources may be preoccupied with addressing either critical operating functions or other important initiatives, not to mention the numerous mandatory and required daily tasks and activities. Finding bandwidth to focus on specialized procurement projects and vendor management can be difficult. It's a distraction. The constant pull of normal business requirements may dilute the sourcing focus and execution. If you can't keep pace with the desired project timeline, the expected outcomes and benefits from transformative IT initiatives may be delayed, including foregoing the immediate cost reduction opportunities.
Thanks, Jack. I'd like to add a few additional drivers that I see. First of all, an expert gives you the benefit of information and tools that aren't readily available in the public domain. So, Jack, as you implied, you only know your deal and what the vendors are telling you. Experts can develop and share a view on competitive market-based service pricing and industry best practices based on a much larger pool of information and experience. This includes where the market's headed, how vendors are responding, what service level agreements are necessary and actually gettable, how vendors use certain tactics to try and divert you from achieving those goals. There's some tried and true methods. Every year we see new ones. Experienced consultants and lawyers know where the bones are hidden for the key deal elements such as contract terms and how to get the supplier operational support you're seeking. Experts also bring to the table other tools such as expert and tested RFP content, pricing templates, and negotiation plans and tactics. All of these are honed by constant use. Many times we find that the in-house resources, in-house counsel, and support staff don't have the time or knowledge as to what terms are important in a telecom or IT deal. They're doing a wide range of things. They don't know how vendors use the online terms to hide some of the most onerous or concerning terms. Experienced advisors in this area know what is on the pages that the vendors provide and what's hidden behind the screen on their websites. They know what to look for. So also, enterprises bring in experienced counsel and consultants to help unearth those terms and make sure that the contract actually reflects the ask. which is harder said than done in this market. Another final point I want to bring is that enterprises bring experts in to lend objectivity and to promote an independent view for a project or process. You can see this when they bring an expert to help thoughtfully direct large, complex, competitive sourcing processes and to do the bidder and vendor management. You also see it when they use them to assess evaluations and recommendations of the internal team, not just the response to the RFP, and how they support the readout to the senior executives and can help the senior executives respond. A secondary advantage is that experts can help mediate and bring together groups within the enterprise whose feedback is critical to structuring a deal and a network plan.
All right, thanks, Lori. You know, those strike me as sound reasons to use outside experts. So, Jack, what benefits have you seen companies achieve by using outside advisors for strategic sourcing, consulting, and legal support?
Well, the first benefit, Joe, is the benefit of strength and insight and depth of experience that can come only from professionals dedicated to the subject. Strategy development, sourcing execution, bid assessment, and negotiation of network services and solutions are some of these areas. The suppliers have these experts, and their experts know the drill inside out. Without experts, you will be at a significant disadvantage in comparison to their negotiating teams whose job it is to know the market. Luckily, enterprises can take advantage of specialists that spend their life delivering these projects every day. We live, eat, and breathe this stuff. There are high degrees of expertise and familiarity with the services, the suppliers, and the best-in-class solutions as a result. Outside advisory help is also commonly sought and leveraged for reviewing supplier invoicing and identifying potential overbilling recoveries and opportunities to optimize the enterprise's use of the services. Network services billing is a complex area, and specialized internal expertise is tough to come by, so it can be far more effective to hire experts who know what to look for. A second benefit is timely project completion and results delivery for big projects. As mentioned earlier, most internal staffs would be challenged to execute such a project in addition to their day jobs. Outside resources provide the extra horsepower to fill the gap on large projects that would otherwise be negatively impacted and can deliver significant return on investment in this area alone.
Jack, I agree wholeheartedly. And the benefits aren't just limited to the critical items you mentioned. Enterprises can achieve greater cost reductions and more flexible commercial relationships, and frankly, more meaningful agreements when they rely on the expert advisors to inform their sourcing and negotiation efforts. I see three reasons for this. First, the expert advisors help level the playing field. Second, expert advisors help a customer customize and streamline the process and the procurement needs. And third, expert advisors have the ability to step back and see the whole picture and then bring the enterprise internal teams together to come up with the design, approach, competitive process, and ultimately facilitate an end result that everyone buys into. So if you kind of take those to their key components, let's look at the level the playing field point. A key benefit that's often overlooked is how an outside experienced team can level the playing field. It levels it in three different ways. It levels it between the customer and the supplier, just like you said, Jack, where the customer is at a disadvantage as to the information that's available. It also levels it for the suppliers themselves. It tells the suppliers who are participating in an RFP they're going to be treated fairly and there's not going to be undue bias. Finally, it actually changes the supplier's perspective. When outside experts are involved, incumbent and challengers perceive this level playing field. They often bring in their best team once they know that their outside advisor is involved. Let's also look at the customization and streamlining that you mentioned. Those almost seem like competing principles, and they can be. But network infrastructure services are unique and different from other types of IT services. Customized requirements are necessary for both competitive sourcing and deal renewal initiatives in many areas, including pricing construct, managed services statements of work, SLAs, attachments. This can mean a drawn-out and messy process, but an advisor can provide the tools, the templates, the structured process that can help focus that customization and accelerate the sourcing process to lead to and promote more optimal outcomes. And as you said, that speeds the process. You know, I can't promise you a two-week process with experts. That's not real even in a commodity environment. But I can assure you that with the right help, you can avoid some of that lost time exploring issues that aren't pertinent or productive. I also see a result that surprises some enterprises. When suppliers know that an enterprise is being advised by someone, as I indicated, the suppliers bring in the better team. I've had them tell me that they have replaced who was involved because of the quality of the advisor on the other side. Finally, I want to point out that even with the most experienced in-house team, it's easy to overlook the forest for the trees. We touched on this earlier, but it's worth emphasizing. Enterprises have numerous projects and objectives. Often we see silos within companies, and there's that old cliche about the right hand, left hand. For example, one group may be ordering a bunch of new circuits to provide capacity for a new project, but the procurement group is unaware of the orders and underestimates its spend or its commitment or the ties to a particular vendor. On the other hand, legal may have no idea that critical information is being hosted outside the U.S. So when you bring in a trusted advisor, they can usually pull these groups together and often elicit important information that would have been overlooked. They also ask the right question. This allows problems to be solved when they are problems with a small p, not a capital one.
All right. Thank you, Laura. And thank you as well, Jack. You know, I appreciate you guys taking the time to provide all of this really good insight. And thank you to the listening audience. As I said at the beginning, this concludes the mini educational series that's been part of our Staying Connected podcasts. Hopefully you found the information we shared to be relevant and useful in your enterprise sourcing activities. Now, we'll be expanding on many of these topics and concepts that we've covered at our New York conference on October 31st. So if you're interested in attending, you can find more details on our websites. Finally, if you would like to learn more about best practices for ICT procurements, or if you'd like to discuss other ICT needs with Jack, Laura, me, or any of our LB3 and TC2 colleagues, please give us a call or drop us an email. And you can also stay current by checking out our websites and follow us on LinkedIn.